This is Reliability Road Rash.
Welcome to another episode of Reliability Road Rash. I'm your host, Larry Posh, quite possibly the most understood man in the game today. Hey, my goal is to help you develop that legacy-building mindset. So, what will be the new norm in your facility after the COVID-19 crisis, or when your team returns to work? There may be some great opportunities to embrace new ways of thinking, new approaches, and ways to improve the environment for your team. I think today we should discuss a few ideas. Let's do some brainstorming. Let's generate some new ways of thinking. Now, we want our reliability teams to feel safe if they are to return to work. Over the last few years, it was common practice to cut spending around housekeeping and custodial work. Many teams reduce staffing and services. In some facilities, we have taken on cleaning of our own office, removing trash to reduce costs. We will certainly need to step up our hygiene game now. Washrooms and offices will need to be cleaned more often and more thoroughly. Now, this may be a good opportunity to have your planner and scheduler build a highly detailed task list. They may need to develop some job plans and schedules around the new expectations. What gets cleaned? How often? Which products? How much is used? Then there is necessary the task of tracking material costs. Many of these cleaning products were probably consumables before, and now they need to be stored properly and controlled with a min-max number. Another approach to improving hygiene is to explore the options for updating restrooms, drinking fountains, and common sinks. There are many developments in plumbing technology that will allow us to use hands-free devices, such as faucets and sanitizer dispensers. Will it be helpful to install toilet lids to reduce droplets? The less we have to touch, the better it will be. All those doors, all those handles, all those knobs, and all those rails, all those things that we touch all the time. How are we going to sanitize these items that many, many people touch many times a day? Do we look into auto openers or sensing technology? Now on to our very popular break room or lunchroom. Who's cleaning the tables and surfaces and how often? Is the fridge getting sanitized? The condiments and flatware should not be exposed out in the open and probably need a proper dispenser. And how about that coffee pot? How do we keep the cup sanitized? Will teams be allowed to bring and share those nice homemade treats and donuts? We're absolutely going to need to step up our PPE game. How are we sanitizing our safety glasses? Are we well stocked up on masks and gloves? Does everyone have their own gear? Are they trained on the proper cleaning inspection techniques? Does it make sense to provide uniforms and or proper laundry service? I always wondered, those kids that work in the fast food restaurants, are they actually really washing their uniforms properly? Our safety and environmental teams will need to think about taking on sanitizing cleaning products. Do we have all the proper safety data sheets? Is everything labeled? Is everything stored properly? Are the teams trained on what products not to mix? The proper ventilation? We also need to train up our company nurse and first responders. Do they have the proper PPE? Will they know what to do if they come across someone with COVID symptoms? Now, we're all human. Some of us work together for many years. What will the policy be about handshakes, fist bumps, high fives, hugging? Does it make sense to stagger our employee hours and have our teams use different entrances to reduce contact and adjusting at the time clocks? These are just a few points to ponder. There are many other things to think about. HVAC, air quality, meeting rooms, assembly lines. This will have to be a group effort. Lots of new ways of thinking will have to be embraced. Managers, engineers, planners, EHS will all need to combine talents to help our teams. But most importantly, we need to provide our teams the opportunity to make their challenges and concerns known. This is the fastest and best way to identify critical issues that the team needs to focus on. What are you going to do to protect your team? What necessary changes will your facility be making? Now, I read a quote from a reading today, and I don't know who to give credit to, but it said, "Perspective is an amazing art. Let's try to keep things in perspective. Let's be smart. Help each other out, and we will get through all of this. In the history of the world, there has never been a storm that's lasted. This too shall pass." Thank you for listening. Remember to follow us on Facebook. Connect with us on LinkedIn, or you can check us out at www.nexusglobal.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Reliability Road Rash.